takes the strong out, and it's just
really?
As good a tea as it was the first time.
I have to try it.
A lot of people, you know, won't boil their tea at all, but you can do it. If you'll put a pinch of soda in there, it takes the strong out. And there you see you've got, that's very economical too.
It is.
You don't waste a bit of it. I always like to put plenty. I don't know how sweet that is because I didn't taste it, but I always put plenty of sugar in it. And that's another thing makes it good. If you sweeten it while it's hot, and you don't have, it doesn't take as much sugar either.
That's one thing I've never been able to understand is why a restaurant cannot, as easy as tea should be to make, why they don't
sweeten it just while it's hot.
Or why they don't even make real tea. I just can't stand instant.
Oh, they, no, I don't care for it. I don't care for it at all. Now, I make Russian tea sometimes. And
That's good.
Oh, my kids are just crazy. No, I don't use Tang in mine. I use Jell-O and lemon juice and cinnamon sticks. And I just put enough of sugar to make it taste good. My folks like it tarty, and I like it to, and I generally, and now the first I made, I thought it was wild cherry jello, but it happened to be cranberry. And it was good. And but cherry makes it real good too. Cherry jello. I haven't made any in quite a while because, well, I like it more hot. And this time of year, you want cold tea, you know.
Yeah. About to acupunct tea all the time.
Oh, my
I'm
grandson
not that crazy about
drink
that.
About three glasses between, well, sometimes he'll drink a glass and I have the table, and then he'll go back after that drink. And the other, yesterday morning, he said, I made coffee and I used generally use this freeze dry. And he said, Mama, do you care if I have a glass of tea? I said, no, I don't care at all. So he got up and got a glass of tea in place of the coffee. But Mother, she drinks coffee. Well, I do too, for breakfast, and that's the only time I ever drink it. I don't care for it any other time. But I've got three kids that just, well, one of them keeps her coffee pot plugged in about all the time. And I can't stand it in hot weather.
No, I don't
care for it at all.
My parents tell me something that will come with age, but I don't think it's going to.
No, because Jim is 27, and he's just a regular coffee bean. And I have a brother. Every time he comes over here, I don't think about it because I don't drink it any time except breakfast. And he's my youngest brother. He'll say, Gladys, let's go put coffee pot on. And sometimes he'll say, I'll go put it on. He'll go in there and put it on. But I just don't care for coffee like that.
When you make this tea, you said you make it real strong and then you put soda in it. How much soda do you use?
I mean, when I boil it. See, now that's the first time. I just had my boiling water and drop my tea bags in.
How many tea bags do you use?
Now, for about a gallon, I use about seven of those small, you know. But if I use family, I use about three family-sized tea bags. And I use Lipton all the time. I'd rather have it than any other kind. And I drop the minute while it's boiling, set my tea straight off, cover it, and leave it there. But before it gets cold, I pour it up in my container and put my sugar right in. Then I drop the tea bags in there, and we drink it till we get down to the tea bags. Then I put them tea bags on, boil it about 15, sometimes 15 minutes. It's hard boil. Then when I pour it up, I put just a pinch of soda, and you don't taste any strong.
But how does it compare with the first batch?
It's as good. They can't tell the difference.